I want you to notice that if this is your company, you are wearing a number of hats. You're wearing a hat as a member, one of the owners. You are also wearing a hat as the manager, the guy who's running the company. And you need to remember which hat you are wearing. If you're wearing the manager hat, you're going to do what the members tell you to do. Well, that means you have to take off your manager hat, stand over in the corner with your member hat, and tell the manager what to do. The way you do that is in the resolutions, in the minutes of the meetings of the company. We have to document that the members told the managers to do such and such and such and such. And you have to be able to show to the court that you have made that delineation, that you know when you're wearing one hat, when you're wearing the other hat, and you don't mix them up. Otherwise, if you mix them up, you don't get the asset protection that you want out of your LLC. 3.4 talks about a standard of care that the manager will use in performing their duties. Obviously, if the manager isn't being honest with you and is doing all sorts of stuff, you don't want the guy as the manager. And this provision in the operating agreement says they have to live to that standard, or basically the members can remove them. This provision also protects the manager in that it says that unless the manager has committed fraud or deceit or gross negligence or willful misconduct, if the company loses money, the manager personally isn't going to be held liable. 3.5 talks about the managers not having an exclusive duty to the company. In a big company, we're going to want our manager to be full-time. In our little company, what we're doing here is we're saying, hey, we understand you're going to be doing other things. You're not going to be exclusive as a manager with this LLC. That's okay. Now we come to 3.6. The managers have to give an annual report. Basically, that is going to be a rectification of the checking account. We talk about it, and I think it's a good idea to have the manager certify that the checking account is properly held. That puts the manager on the spot. If he happens to be somebody other than me, I like that. It's a good idea, in fact, it's required, that you at least make a minute entry in the annual report that says that the members have looked at the annual report and that they got it. That's pretty much all you need to do when this is your own company. But you need to do that. And by the way, when you do it, all you put in is report given to the members. You don't want any details in your minutes. They can come back and hang you later. So we do the minutes in very specific ways. And that's what I teach you in Course 5 of the LLC Wizard. Indemnity of the managers, employees, and other agents. The company is going to pay if there's a lawsuit or something in order to defend the managers and the members. This is particularly important when the company is starting up. They're also going to reimburse the managers. The managers are going to expend money. They want money back, reimbursement from the company. Resignation of the managers. The manager can resign. And I've had a number of cases where the company is doing stuff that the company shouldn't be doing. How do you keep the manager or the officer and director from being personally responsible when the company isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing, and you know that it's not going to survive the corporate shield because it's doing illegal stuff? What do you do? Well, the first thing you do is you start to resign, and I've helped people cover their butts in the past on an exit like that, and it's not easy. Under vacancies, notice that you have two choices. There are two different paragraphs that you can use. The first choice you're going to use when there are lots of unrelated members, and it's only going to require a majority vote of the members in order to replace a vacancy of the manager. Note that it does require a unanimous vote to increase the number of the managers, but not to replace the vacancy of a manager. Now, with a number of members, we're not nearly as worried if one of the members happens to lose their membership interest, or the guy gets a charging order against his membership interest. However, if it's just me and Mom, I'm going to use the second choice on the vacancy paragraphs here, because it's going to require a unanimous vote in order to replace a vacancy. That means if somebody takes over one of our two membership interests, they can't just come in and vote themselves in as the new manager.